Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bird Show.
So let's go ahead and reset this conversation I had about Stacey yesterday. Man, I mean, most of my day yesterday was fielding messages.
Oh, I bet.
And tweets. And to be honest with you, it was from people that mostly with really good intentions. Like, they have gone down this road before, and this is how their marriage or their relationship dissolved. So I think the emails really... yesterday were out of concern more than anything else. There was nothing that was mean. Mm-hmm. It was more like, dude, this has happened to me. It happened to my friends. And I see you heading down the same road. You got to stop this. If you missed the show yesterday, I was telling these guys about a friendship that my wife has formed with a man that we work pretty closely with.
That she met after y'all's marriage.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't know each other beforehand. But we all started working with each other, and Stacey and this guy Mike have become very, very close. And it's a relationship that I was uncomfortable with from the start, because in my world, relationships with the opposite sex were just never on my radar. I just never really thought it was – I don't know. I just never
– like, you make new guy friends, but you don't make new girlfriends unless it's a friend of – the couple.
Right. Which they started to do with me initially, and I was resistant to it. For me, it felt like a little bit too late. Like, they were becoming friends, and then they were like, hey, why don't you come on in here and hang out with us, mm-hmm. you know? And I sort of gave them the Heisman while this friendship was forming, right? And it did form, and it's gotten to a place where it's pretty intimate. Well, to fast forward, Stacey and I had... it was a source of tension in our relationship for months and months and months. And her attitude on it was, look, man, there is nothing going on between the two of us. Either you trust me or you don't. And my attitude on it was pretty much, I guess you're right, because either I do or I don't. So let me get in on this relationship and see if we can make it all three of us can hang out together. Now, this was, keep in mind, this happened a year ago. This was all going on last summer. And the only reason why I brought it up yesterday was because we were all three of us were hanging out in Florida over the weekend. And I got my buzz on, and I said something to him about it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that I really have never been very comfortable with it.
You were down in Florida at the apartment that he and Stacey have there together, right?
And, you know, we talked about it for, I mean, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and I left feeling like, okay, at least I put up the warning flag and I let him know where we're at.
And what did he say in return?
It was really something like, look, I know where you're at right now because I have been that guy. His wife screwed around on him, so he knows that kind of pain. And it would never, ever, ever be a possibility. I would also say that he has never given me any reason, and Stacey has never given me any reason at all to make me think it's anything but a friendship. I told you guys that I got all paranoid and insecure about it, so I was checking our texts and all that. There's never been anything except the volume bothered me more than anything that was said.
Amount of text.
And before,
go ahead, keep it real.
No. I just want to, and before, because I think the biggest question on people's minds before you get to the emails is, did Stacey know about that conversation yesterday, and what has her reaction been since yesterday?
She did not. She does not. I don't think. I mean,
she's been out of town.
She's been out of town. Yeah, she's in South Carolina right now, and we talked maybe for 7 minutes yesterday,
dude.
And I certainly won't go and bring it up.
She knows.
I'm just asking because
she knows. No, Stacey's not real good at hiding stuff like that. So if she was upset about it, then she would have said something.
Because that's what people are emailing me about. It was Stacey.
Does she know about it? We'll probably end up talking about it today. It was just one of those days where she had a whole bunch of things going on and we were checking in, and I didn't bring it up. Remember, this happened a year ago.
Yeah. She probably didn't want to bring it up because he was lying right next to her. It was uncomfortable.
Whatever. So just a sample of the emails that I got yesterday. 80% of them were, dude, you got to put your foot down. Stop being a wuss about this. There are some lines in the sand that you need to draw. And the other ones were like, dude, she hasn't given you any reason at all to think that she's messing around, so why would you be paranoid about it now? Some of the emails. I believe no matter what people try to make you think, you know your wife, and she has never given you a reason to think that she would cheat on you. So why start now? Trust your wife is smart enough and loves you enough that if he does overstep or try anything, that she will back off on her own. And here's the thing that I know more than you guys do is, like, I've known this guy for a year now, and through that year, I just sort of don't think it's possible.
Okay.
And, you know, Jeff even came in the office yesterday and he said to me, dude, if we were talking to a Burt Show listener right now, take yourself out of the situation, what advice would you give to that Burt Show listener? And I honestly had to say, there's a whole bunch of red flags there.
I think you should call us on the voice disguiser, but then run back into the studio after.
So give myself advice.
You should propose the question and then, you know, run in from Joanna's office, say your answer, run back.
Although I think it's very sweet that you trust your wife, expletive with an S happens. Third parties don't work in a marriage. I think you are doing the right thing by trusting her. That's what it's all about. Being married should not prevent you from having friendships outside of your marriage, period. The other one, the analogy Jen referenced this morning was exactly right. You need to keep your marriage strong with walls, and if outside sources are causing windows, then you need to eliminate that. Period. Your marriage and kids are worth far more than a friendship. Stacy's being selfish if she doesn't see that. The other ones, give her a break. She doesn't seem to want to go down that road, but your insecurity about her friendship says more about what you think of your relationship than her friendship with him.
Wow.
Putting it on me. So, you know, at the end of the day yesterday, I was looking at him and I responded to a whole bunch of them, and I kind of feel the same way today that I did yesterday, and I know the emails are going to come in again, but my feeling is this, is like, if they end up screwing around on each other, and I really believe that's not going to happen, I would rather err on the side of trusting my wife than controlling her. That's it. Give it to me, Jen. I see the look. Go, go. I'm asking you guys.
It's not...
Well, it's your... I mean, there's a lot of different ways to handle your relationship, and everybody's is unique. So to make a blanket statement about everybody should do it this way... It is incorrect. I really do believe that there's a lot of different ways to be married. I do believe there's a lot of different ways to have a relationship that works for both of you. So if that's what works for you, but, you know, I guess it just concerns me if they're spending a lot of time together alone.
I don't think they're spending a lot of time together alone. I know that they text each other a lot, but there's not a lot of time that they're alone together.
I guess
I don't know.
They're not like going out on dates or hanging out like that. I mean, he lives in Florida. We live here, so they rarely see each other. But I think there's still a lot of communication. It's basically, it's becoming a second tier best friendship, except it's with a guy.
But if it's going to constantly bother you, it's going to be constantly brought up. It's going to cause more and more fights as it continues to go on. So why not just cut off the friendship now, or have her cut off the friendship now rather than wait until later it really bothers you?
This is almost a retro conversation, though, because it really wasn't bothering me up until I talked to him about it on Saturday, and the more emails I got yesterday, because we've been fine. The relationship has sort of developed and I've embraced it. Have I ever been 100% comfortable with it? No.
Right.
Absolutely not. But again, I'd rather err on the side of, like, I trust my wife. I really do, y'all.
But remember the conversation.
I know it might sound naive, but I just trust her.
Remember the conversation that we had yesterday? Like, you know how Melissa likes to do her news sitting on my lap? And that bothered and that bothered Jessica, you know? But I – and so I had to put a stop to that. God, I mean, it seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
But I had to put a stop.
5 years ago.
I had to put a stop to that, only because it bothered, out of respect, for Jessica.
Sure.
And I had no feelings toward Melissa, and she clearly had them toward me. But
when I was sitting on your lap doing the news, I could tell you did. But whatever.
I mean, I think there's just as many strong calls about this today as there was yesterday. I think that.
And I'm not going to take them because they are the exact same calls from yesterday. It's like, basically, I know what the prevailing attitude is. It's like, I've been there. You got to draw a line in the sand. If you're not 100% comfortable with it, Stacy should respect that. That part, the whole in this whole thing, the only part of this that really doesn't sit well with me is in those initial couple of months when I said to her that I was uncomfortable with it, that she dug in and didn't respect that. You know, now fast forwarding, everything's fine in the relationship. But had the roles been reversed, I do feel like I would have gotten out of that friendship.
Well, and what have you guys always said about guy friends? Are guys really friends with girls just to be their friend? Or I don't know. I mean, when I was single and was hanging out with my guy friends, you and Jeff gave me a whole bunch of crap that those guys didn't just want to be my friends.
I agree with that.
That they wanted to sleep with me, right? But I still hung out with them as guy friends, and they didn't sleep with me, and I was trying to defend that. But you guys were saying, oh, no, no, guys never hang out with women just to be their friends.
Even if that was the case. Even if that was the case. And I really do not believe that his intention is to sleep with my wife. But even if it was, at the end of the day, even with you and all your single guy friends, don't you have a say on it? If one of those guys comes
on
to you, can't you define the relationship? I'm putting my trust in my wife to do that if something like that ever happens.
Regardless of his intentions.
Regardless, which I think are good, which I'm almost positive are good. But if not, then my only line of defense is my trust in my wife, and I do.
It's true. That's
you know what we should do is just give out her BlackBerry email address and let listeners send comments directly to her. So she's probably asleep right now, just so that's what she sees when she wakes up and then has some time to think about it before y'all talk later today.
You always give me such great advice to bond me and Stacey together. Thanks for always looking out for
us.
I appreciate it.
This is The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.